Mr. Tickle was having a very good day. 21 people well and truly tickled. A very good day indeed. But when he arrived home, he could not believe his eyes. "I can't believe my eyes," he said to himself. "Somebody has burned down my house." Mr. Tickle's house was gone. All that was left was a smoking, charred pile at the end of his garden path. There was more smoke rising from the end of the lane. Mr. Tickle set off to investigate. The smoke was coming from Mr. Funny's shoe car, or rather it had been his car, but all that remained was a burnt shoelace. Mr. Tickle could see another spiral of smoke in the distance. This time it was Mr. Clever's house, and very nearly Mr. Clever by the look of him.
"I just got out in time," said Mr. Clever. "There can only be one culprit. It must have been a—"
But Mr. Tickle did not wait to hear what it must have been. He had spotted the signs of another fire and was determined to follow the trail.